This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A document obtained by WOSU today shows the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid have accepted a plan of correction for two Mount Carmel hospitals. The document also contains self-described deficiencies on the hospital's part that took place while Dr. William Husel worked there. Husel was an intensive care doctor who the hospital said gave dozens of patients, quote, potentially fatal doses of fentanyl. WOSU's Paige Flager has been following this story, and she joins me now. Paige, this report lays out some of the policy deficiencies at the hospital. Can you tell us what some of those are?
Yeah, so it goes over a lot of different things. A lot of them are about this automatic medication dispensing system, which is common in most hospitals. And basically, it's about what it takes to override those systems so that people can take medication out of it. And one part of the report shows that 24 of the original 27 patients that the hospital identified had medications dispensed from that machine while it was in the override mode, meaning that medication approval wouldn't have to go through the usual channels. And in an interview with an unnamed physician, the physician says there was no lockout on the automated medication dispensing system, meaning that there were no safeguards to prevent staff from overriding the system and then getting more medication out of it without having to go through the proper channels again.
Mount Carmel has laid out some of the problems you mentioned and others as part of a so-called plan of correction, as part of trying to find a solution. What is a plan of correction, and what does theirs specifically entail?
So it's actually really interesting. The first part of this document is all of these kind of quote-unquote deficiencies. And then the second half of the document is all about the plan of action, the things that they're going to do in order to correct these problems. And at the very top of the part that's about all the things that they're going to do to correct it, right after they've kind of put on paper all of these deficiencies in their policies, they write, "Preparation and execution of this plan of correction does not constitute an admission or agreement of the facts alleged." So basically they're saying, that's like legalese for, we just laid out for you all of the problems with the policies in our hospital, but we're also saying that just because they're on paper doesn't necessarily mean that we agree that that's exactly what happened.
So it might have an impact, but might not, on the civil lawsuits that have been filed against Mount Carmel and possibly the investigation that's happening at the county level.
Yeah. So in part of this massive document, it actually goes through case by case all of the 34 people involved in the Mount Carmel situation. And it talks basically in detail about what went down and at what time based on all of the medical records, which is stuff that we haven't been able to get our hands on all of it. And so a lot of the information in this report, it seems, would make it very easy for lawyers, for families of these patients who died at Mount Carmel to kind of draw from and say, well, in this public report, Mount Carmel says XYZ was wrong. And it also honestly bolsters what we've heard from employees inside the hospital who have said to us anonymously that basically they don't think it's fair that the hospital has put 23 people on administrative leave, and most recently their chief pharmacy officer actually left the hospital, saying that the system was the one that failed, not these individual people. And this report that came out today kind of bolsters that perspective.
This is a plan of correction. What do they plan to correct? What are they going to change according to this document?
So a lot of it has to do with medication overrides. It has to do with dosing. It has to do with basically explicitly spelling out the amounts of medication that are appropriate and in what conditions and what chain of commands that these things have to go through in order for a doctor to be in a position where this sort of thing might happen again.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Claire.